Beloved radio friends, we greet you in the ever-precious and the worthy name of our beloved Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ. This is your Bible teacher of the air speaking, J.W. Graham Hall, giving you a hearty welcome to the continued study of the precious Word. We consider, as we have been in past days, the future program of God for the nation of Israel. We would like to speak directly regarding what we would call the greatest spiritual crisis for the nation of Israel. We take the reading of the scripture from the great prophecy of the book of Zechariah. Zechariah is one of the greatest prophets in the Word of God in relation to God's revelation of the future of Israel and of Jerusalem, as well as the Gentile nations. We would like to read in chapter 12 of Zechariah the first 5 verses for the introduction of our subject. The prophet writing to say, "The burden of the word of the Lord for Israel, saith the Lord, which stretcheth forth the heaven, and layeth the foundation of the earth, and formeth the spirit of man within him. Behold, I will make Jerusalem a cup of trembling unto all the people or the nations round about, when they shall be in the siege, both against Judah and against Jerusalem. And in that day will I make Jerusalem a burdensome stone for all people or nations. All that burden themselves with it shall be cut in pieces, though all the people of the earth be gathered together against it. In that day, saith the Lord, I will smite every horse with astonishment, and his rider with madness. And I will open mine eyes upon the house of Judah, and will smite every horse of the people with blindness. And the governors of Judah shall say in their heart, the inhabitants of Jerusalem will find their strength in the Lord of hosts, their God." These are the words of the prophet relating to that time when Israel will be surrounded by the nations of the world who will be seeking their destruction. May I give just a brief review of this great book of Zechariah? For we have, beginning in chapter 12, going down through chapter 14, one of the most interesting prophecies that we could study relating to the end time. You will find in these chapters, 12 through 14, there is a time element to be considered. There is the constant repetition of an expression that is important. In that day, you will find it repeated 16 times throughout these 3 chapters. To a pious Jew, the expression "in that day" always indicated to his heart the coming day of the Messiah. Then when you read these 3 chapters, you will find there is one prominent place that is involved. That place is a city, and it is the city of Jerusalem. You will find mentioned in these 3 chapters, the last 3 in the book of Zechariah, you will find the city of Jerusalem mentioned 20 times. Then you will also find a reference to the nations of the earth, and you will find that the Spirit of God mentions those nations or peoples 13 times in all. Now may I state, as we look into our chapter, and consider as we shall, the greatest spiritual crisis for Israel, may I state that God will be dealing with both Israel and the nations of the earth in relation to the city of the great king, that is Jerusalem. And we find in the first 9 verses of our chapter that Israel's final conflict and their deliverance is recorded. But note with me in the opening verse, the first verse of our 12th chapter. Note the divine speaker, for it is important to recognize the voice of the eternal omnipotent God speaking. The burden of the word of the Lord for Israel, saith the Lord, which stretcheth forth the heaven, and layeth the foundation of the earth, and formeth the spirit of man within him. Do note the character of the one who speaks, for the divine speaker is the omnipotent God, the one who is the creator of heaven and earth, the Almighty, the Creator, the one who sustains by his power the whole creation. So what he has to state, what he declares, there is no impossibility that his word and the prophetic events that he tells about will not be fulfilled. We can recognize it will be the sure, certain word of the living God. Note with me in verse 2 the determined purpose of God. For we read, God said, Behold, I will make Jerusalem a cup of trembling unto all the people round about, when they shall be in the siege, both against Judah and against Jerusalem. May I point very carefully to the fact, a solemn declaration, the city of Jerusalem is to be surrounded by those, their enemies. That will be the nation, all the nations that shall be gathered, to thus bring a siege against both Judah as well as Jerusalem. But may I note that God declares the city of Jerusalem will be a cup of trembling for those nations, and the nations will come. The nations will be gathered and they will drink. They will stagger. They will fall, never to rise again. And may I say humbly but faithfully, the words that we are reading in this second verse, they describe the world confederacy who will attack Jerusalem in the closing days of the age. But then note with me carefully, verse 3, God certainly declares, those nations will be absolutely destroyed. And in that day will I make Jerusalem a burdensome stone for all people, meaning all nations. All that burden themselves with it shall be cut in pieces, though all the people of the earth be gathered together against it. Beloved, I would like to point out very carefully to you a most solemn fact, that the city of Jerusalem is going to be the central figure of the closing days of the nation of Israel before the Messiah comes, as well as the Gentile nations. And Jerusalem is going to be a city that God will bring all the nations to in order that he might destroy them. For they will gather together, and though they be gathered together, all the nations, listen to these words of God. God says, all that burden themselves with it shall be cut in pieces. My beloved, as you and I think of the nation of Israel in its present condition, a most remarkable one, a miraculous one as we look back over the centuries. Nevertheless, may I state that the word of God teaches the nations will gather in the land of Israel and around Judah and Jerusalem to destroy the remnant of God's people. But God says, all that burden themselves with it shall be cut in pieces. But then may I go to verse 4 with you and note, though that danger will surround Judah and Jerusalem, there will be divine intervention, and God's omnipotent intervention will take place. For in that day, saith the Lord, I will smite every horse with astonishment, and its rider with madness, And I will open mine eyes upon the house of Judah, and will smite every horse of the nation with blindness. May I point out three particular words in our verse? Astonishment, blindness, madness. Now it seems to be so strange that when you read God's punishment upon Israel, as recorded in Deuteronomy chapter 28, verse 28, God through his servant Moses declared that if Israel disobeyed his word and transgressed his laws, in divine punishment he would visit them with astonishment, with blindness, and with madness. But oh, the situation is going to be reversed. Though he has done this, and the nation of Israel has been in astonishment, the nation of Israel has been in blindness toward their Jehovah, and the nation of Israel has undoubtedly acted in a condition of madness. But that which was once upon them, God says, I will put upon your enemies. Now when you find in verse 5 that the nation recognizes that God is watching over them and considering them in that danger, we read the governors of Judah shall say in their heart, the inhabitants of Jerusalem find their strength in the Lord of hosts their God. And in that day, God says, will I make the governors of Judah like a hog, a fire among the woods, like a torch, a fire in a sheet. They shall devour all the people round about, on the right hand and on the left, and Jerusalem shall be inhabited again in her own place, even in Jerusalem. Oh, may I say, there will be the spirit of unity brought about in the midst of that day, when Judah shall be united, and the confidence of the nation, the remnant of that day, the moment they are conscious, the eye of Jehovah is upon them for good, they will indeed fight and battle against their enemies, as thus they realize again that God is for his people. Oh, my beloved, may I say that God has not taken his eye from Jerusalem, from his people, but he will deal with them again for their restoration. Shall we pray? Oh, Father, we thank thee for the coming day. May our hearts be tuned toward that day, and our lives for the glory of the Savior in his precious name. Amen.